Blog Talk Radio.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
So amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to train
to me,
and me, I don't deserve your.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing
given to me,
for every valley,
you used to strengthen me,
I don't deserve your love,
your tender mercy.
Stop.
at your cross. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Let's open up our mouth and just thank God right now, right where you are. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's enter in this morning, believing and trusting God for a mighty move in our lives and those that we love and concerned about right now. If you would just enter in this morning. Lift up your hands and just give God a praise. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come believing this morning, oh God, in a mighty move, oh God. And we come thank you, Father God, for your hand that's upon our life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we bless your holy name this morning. Lord, I ask that you touch every heart and mind of those that's on the line this morning. That our cry come before you, O Lord. Give us understanding according to your word. Let our supplication come before you. Deliver us according to your word. Let your hand become our help, for we have chosen your precepts. We long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is our delight. Let our soul live, and it shall praise you. And let your judgments help us, O Lord. O Lord, let this be our heart's cry. As we come to say, O God, we decree and declare that you are the head of our life and the lifter of our heads. It is you we come seeking this morning, not things. Hallelujah. We come seeking thee first, your kingdom and all your righteousness and all that you have for us, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, what is it that you will have for us to do, Lord God? And Lord, we pray right now that you will continue to be our strength, oh God, that we will fulfill every assignment that you place before us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not making any excuses, oh God, but trusting you in all things, for all is in your hand. You are the creator of all things, in all, for all, oh God. You're all-seeing, all-knowing, God. And we come to praise you on today. We come offering up a praise of thanksgiving, oh God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for remembering us on today. It is you that have kept us, oh God. It is you that gave your angels charge over us, oh God, keeping us safe from seeing and unforeseen dangers. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. If it had not been for you, Lord God, on our side, where would we be right now? But Lord, we thank you that you're with us, and your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we want to say thank you, Lord God, because we can stand on your promises of yes and amen, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now, God, that you're already moving, you're already working. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your presence, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for answer prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. Father, you are good, and you're God, and we praise you, God, amen. And we thank you, oh God, for another day that you have given us by your grace and by your mercy. You have given us another day to press in and to press on. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us, and no one will take away what you have given us. We give you praise, and we thank you that even as we press on today, that we will make it, amen. And it is nothing that the devil can do about it. It's nothing that the devil can do to stop us, amen, because of your grace and because of your mercy. That's afforded to us today. We give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a good God and you're a merciful God, amen, and you never leave us today. As we purpose to fight the good fight of faith, give us victory and receive all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for the victory that you have given us, your children. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace and that we may ask and receive, amen, according to thy will in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let thy will be done, oh God. Help us to understand your will for our life, Father God, that we will walk in obedience, oh God, for we know according to Deuteronomy, oh God, 28, that, hallelujah, in obedience there is blessing. But in disobedience, there is cursing. So, Lord, we want to be your obedient daughters, oh God, to do thy will, oh God. So we bind our will with your will, Heavenly Father, amen, in our mind to the mind of Christ, amen, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us fully to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. And we just want to say thank you as we receive it right now by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Have your way, God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, to take your rightful place on the throne of our lives. We surrender all over to you right now, withholding nothing. Have your way in us. And, Father God, we come praying with a heart of repentance of this morning, a heart of forgiveness, amen, a heart of thanksgiving. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare 1 John 1 and 9 that we are cleansed from all unrighteousness, amen, that our sins are forgiven, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name right now, let the wicked be purged out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace, amen. Enjoy this day in peace that you've given us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we ask, oh, God, hallelujah, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and take it off the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, as we enter in this morning, oh, God, withholding nothing, oh, God, anything that's attached itself to us, oh, God, anywhere we've been, oh, God, the enemy has attached itself to us, let it be cut out and destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come against the spirit of oppression and depression right now. We come against the spirit of, hallelujah, of unforgiveness, guilt, shame, and condemnation, anger, rage, and wrath, and bitterness. We come against the spirit of poverty, lack, and death. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and virus. We come against every hindering spirit, lying spirit, unteachable spirit, manipulating spirit, a familiar spirit. Hallelujah, my Lord, my God. We come against the spirit of suicide. Every spirit that's operating in us, amen, or in our home or in our bloodline, outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out. Come out of us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and never to enter us again. And we decree and declare these areas to be vacated by the enemy. Oh, Lord, we pray right now, let thy Holy Spirit fill these places right now. And we decree and declare and receive our deliverance on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this deliverance, amen, for we know that it is true, amen, and that it sticks, that it is still in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us not to look back, oh, God, and receive our deliverance, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, as we pray right now, bless, touch, heal, and deliver us and change our lives from today onwards. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win. Release the grace to press on in the power of your spirit and to win, because greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world. Let us to be able to press on and to win in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God, that it is done in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace. We are trusting you for a breakthrough in our strength. Amen. We are trusting you for a breakthrough in our finances, in our relationships, in our healing, in our deliverance. Let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we come to be healed this morning. We come to be delivered and set free. And right now, we decree and declare that we are healed, that we are delivered, that we are set free, and that our breakthrough is here. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that better days are here. We're walking in our better days. We're walking in our newness. Amen. We're walking in our healing. We're walking in our deliverance. Amen. We're walking in our freedom. And we just want to say thank you for it all, because you did it all. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you left nothing undone. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For the Bible says that we've been doing for a night. but joy cometh in the morning. We thank you, Lord God, that though we weep, hallelujah, or we have wept, that joy has come. And we receive the joy that you give, oh God, the unspeakable joy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we have tasted and seen that you are good. Hallelujah. We will not be deceived by the devil. I mean, it's all his many tricks and subtle ways. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker upon our lives and those in our family. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher right now upon our family and those that we love and concerned about. Amen. We deafen their ears right now. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations unless we speak directly to them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they will no longer speak any evil against our lives, against our relationships, against our marriages, against our finances, against our businesses, against our health. And all that we have and will have, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let it plant an agenda of Satan and his agents, let it backfire on him right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory over the enemy. We crush the neck of the enemy right now. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you because you've given us the power and the authority that we can do so. And we take up that power and authority, and we use it against all the forces of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that it is done. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Move mighty in us and on us right now, Holy Spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke and destroy every wicked cauldron. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke and destroy every seat and pile of cauldron stirred up by the enemy against our life, against our family and loved ones, against our city or nation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every wicked cauldron in our city be broken and destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break every witchcraft cauldron stirred up by witches and warlocks. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, visit every witch and warlock in our region and convict them right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let them repent and turn to you and be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we are delivered from the boiling pot in the name of Jesus Christ. Imagine, my Lord, my God, Lord, bring us out of the midst of every culture. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the enemy will not eat our flesh, break our bones, or put us in his culture. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, deliver and protect us and those in our family and love us from every pot of evil, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, deliver us from the boiling pot of pride. And we just want to say thank you. We remove all false burdens placed on us by people, leaders, or churches right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we remove all heavy burdens placed on our life by the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your anointing break the enemy's burden from off our neck and let every yoke be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, remove our shoulder from every burden. Amen. We cast out our cares upon you. For the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 7 that you care, oh God. So we surrender all over to you, every care, every worry, every burden right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we cast our burdens upon the Lord, and he sustains us. Amen. Lord, break the yoke of the enemy's burden and break the staff and the rod of oppression at the day of Midian. Let every yoke of poverty be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every yoke of sickness be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every yoke of bondage be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every, hallelujah, unequal yoke be destroyed and broken. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we destroy every yoke and burden of religion and legalism on our life, our religious leaders, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every burdensome stone be released from our life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take upon our life the yoke and burden of Jesus Christ, for it is easy, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, let us receive a heavenly blessing. Oh, Lord, surprise us on today with our goodness and our favor. Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessing upon the life of your children, oh God, that we won't have room enough to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, on today I come lifting up, God, your pastors, oh God, your apostles, oh God, your prophets and prophetesses, evangelists, preachers and teachers, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will bless them in a mighty way, oh God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, anything that the enemy has spoken, oh God, against our lives, oh God, let it be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray for most of our blessings and faith favor of God upon the life of God, of the fivefold ministry, hallelujah, and all that you've called to be a part of, amen, and any false teacher, false prophet of God that has went out into the world, let them be cut down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, that they will not, oh God, encounter in the life of your children, oh God. We silence their mouths right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Lord, help us to guard our gates, oh God, our eyes, our ears, our mouths, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We rebuke and cancel our spirits that would attempt to oppress us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we decree and declare Genesis 22 and 17 through Jesus. Let us possess the gate of the enemy. Amen. We decree and declare that we establish the gates of praise right now. And we just want to say thank you for it all, Father God. Lord, you know all things, oh God, and we just want to thank you, oh God, that you are with us. We thank you for your help, oh Lord. And Father God, we thank you for your word. As we enter in this morning, oh God, as we read your word, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive, oh God, your word, oh God. Let it be in depth on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you. That you'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. Oh, Father God, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father's on the line this morning. I close the door to every demonic rat that would attempt to come into our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind and cast out every thief that will try to steal our finances and support right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind and cast out any spirit that would attempt to help. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, I bind that spirit that will try to steal our joy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind and expose and cast out any demon that will try to still undetected to come into our lives. Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief from our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind out and cast out all familiar spirits that will try to operate in our lives right now. Amen. On the false anointings. Amen. On the false, hallelujah, ordinations. My Lord, my God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, help us to hear from you more. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, anoint our heads, oh, God, with fresh oil. Let our head lack no oil, oh, God, and our garments to remain white. Oh, Lord, I pray and ask in Jesus' name, deliver us from our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us. And, Lord, increase the anointing on our life, oh, God, that we will prophesy in truth, not according to our emotions or what we think people want to hear, oh, God, but your word. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We renounce right now all pride inherited from our ancestors. We break our oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break every time release curse that will activate in our life as we grow older. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we break and destroy every generation of curse of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, and destruction right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break and destroy all spoken curse and negative words that have been spoken over our lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command all generational spirits that came into our life during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to cut out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare we are delivered on today. Amen. We receive it. Ain't no turning back. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out right now. In the mighty name of of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare we have dominion over the devil in the morning. Lord, make the hours of the morning to rejoice right now. We receive your loving kindness every morning, and we thank you. Release the beauty of the wholeness of the womb of the morning. Amen. Let your light break forth in our life as the morning, oh Lord. Let your judgment come upon the enemy morning by morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you that you're with us. Amen. Lord, you're going forth as prepared as the morning, and we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth. Lord, visit us every morning, and we thank you. Lord, awaken us by morning, you awaken our ears to hear as the learner. We come to receive and to hear from you, oh God. We decree and declare because we have faith, and how do we believe in you, oh God, and you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind, and we operate in it right now, that we will not be afraid of the error that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, show forth your salvation and life from day to day. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we release the arrow of the Lord's deliverance in our life right now. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless us in our going and coming on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destinations and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about, that we will be delivered to our destination safely and return back home safely. Lord, that you encamp your warring angels around us to protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would send your angels before us, oh God, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, oh God, and that you would be our river, God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let traveling grace and mercy, oh God, be with us all. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today as a driver or a passenger. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and every content that's in our home, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah. We put on us right now the full arm of God. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith. And we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we use it against all the forces of hell. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. As we thank you this morning for miracles, signs, and wonders will happen in our lives, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take over as we pray this morning, as we all come to petition our prayer. Oh, Lord, have your way, Holy Ghost. Sing in us right now. And we thank you for, Lord. Heavenly Father, we start our day. Remove every evil that is planned to ruin this day for us, for your children. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy. Amen. Even as we start this day before the attack comes, Lord, let it be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for divinely intervening right now and turning it all around for our good, that we can decree and declare a turnaround this morning, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Let's be free this morning. Let's be free and stay free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Amen. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. The Most High God, amen. The line is a little bit crappy this morning. We can work through it. I'm not sure what's going on with it, but we come against the spirit of distraction. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to start with my mother, Cam, this morning. She's first on the line this morning. God bless you. Welcome, Mama. How you doing this morning?
Good blessed morning to everybody. I'm doing good because I'm still here.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Mama. I love you. I thank God for you. It's so good to have you on the line this morning in position. Amen. I pray that God, because of your obedience, hallelujah, that God will bless you in this place. Amen. That God will bless you in this place of obedience. That God will bless you in this place of positioning yourself to receive from our Heavenly Father, not that what man has for you, but what God has for you. I pray that you receive it with no delay in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I lift up you and your husband this morning, and I decree and declare healing over your bodies, over your minds, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will strengthen your spirit, man, amen, that will help, amen, your body, amen, to be strengthened as well in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that your heart would be with the rhythm of life, amen. I pray that God would speak to the blood, which is life of the flesh, and bring healing, amen, that it will flow through your bloodstream to every part of your body, bringing healing, amen, miracles of healing. I speak miracles of healing, miracles of deliverance for your life, for your husband, Ralph, for your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, all that you love and concerned about. Hallelujah, Father God, I ask, let it be so. And I thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray and I bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. I love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you, sister. Welcome. And how you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We're so glad to have you on the line this morning. Amen. As we're in our prayer column, Saturdays with our family, we always talk about the faithful ones, the faithful few, amen, that you can count on to be in position. They're going to get through. I don't care what it is. They're going to be in position every Saturday. They're in their 90s and late 80s ready to receive what God has to say, ready to hear the word of God. So I just thank you for being in position since you've come on, that you've made a decision. Lord, I'm going to be in position because I know, I expect. So I pray that you will continue to walk in expectation, expecting God to do it, trusting God for it, amen, and receiving it by faith. Hallelujah. I pray that you will see it before you see it, amen. The hallelujah, that's walking by faith and not by sight. I pray that anyone, and hallelujah, anyone, anywhere that is calling anything to your picture, anyone that's operating in witchcraft against your life, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that it be destroyed and everything that they set up for you, hallelujah, that it, hallelujah, that it would come to them, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's a story in the Bible about Nahum. And so let me make sure I have it right, you all. Mordecai. And hallelujah, not Nahum. I want to be right. It is Mordecai, and it is in the book of Esther. If you all had a chance to read the book of Esther, and it was her uncle. And let me go to it. I want to go to it this morning, y'all. Give me just one moment if y'all don't mind. And it's in the book of Esther. Esther. In the book of Esther. Hallelujah. In the book of Esther, I'm going to go there this morning because I want to be right on. So Mordecai, and then you have Haman. I believe that's his name. Haman. So in the book of Mordecai, in the book of Esther, I'm sorry, Haman had plotted against Mordecai. He had set the gallows for him to be hung, to be killed, and the Jews. And everything that he set up for him to be destroyed, God intervened and turned it around. And that the enemy has set up to destroy him, God used that very thing to destroy the enemy. Do you hear me this morning, my Lord, my God? What I'm saying is that anything that the enemy has set up or has spoken to destroy you, God is going to use that very thing that they have spoken and set up for you to destroy your enemy. What that means, you don't have to do nothing but just trust God and watch God have his way.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord, my God. Lord, I just want to say thank you, oh God, that we can decree a thing. Because we believe and we have faith, oh God, and stand in waiting, oh God, on you. And in the wait, I pray as you wait for God, hallelujah, that you will offer up a praise and thanksgiving as you wait, that joy will come in the wait, amen. As you wait, oh God, that healing will come in the wait, amen. Because you wait, trusting God. Hallelujah. Amen. That in your way, God will bless you abundantly. That in your way, God will favor your marriage. Amen. Abundantly. That in your way, God will bless your children and protect your children and all that you have. In your way of faith, I pray that God will do a great and mighty thing and work miracles in you and for you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that all is well. That God is calling you up. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if we humble ourselves, God will exalt us. But if we exalt ourselves, God will humble us. So I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as you humble yourself under the hand of God, that God has a set time and an appointed time that he is going to exalt you. Amen. He's going to raise you up. He's going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Lord, we just want to say thank you for it right now. You don't have to boast or brag about it. Amen. Hallelujah. They will know that God did it. Nothing but God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God. God bless you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray and I bless you that it be so for your life. Amen. That it be so for the life of your husband. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. When you get a chance, read the book of Esther. Read the book of Esther. I will say from 4 to chapter 4 to chapter 6. So actually, if you get a chance, read it for the 7. You can start at 7 if you want to. But that whole story, how it was turned around, how it was God divinely intervened, that thing the enemy had set up. Mm-hmm. I mean, thought they was about to get in position. Their very position, they thought they was working for doing evil to have. It was given to the one that they was doing the evil to. Amen. My Lord, my God, God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. It's a blessing to have you on this line. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Amen, God bless you, God bless you. Minister Lauren, God bless you. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. God bless you. Welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning. How are you doing this morning?
Amen. I'm peaceful. Amen. Amen. And my prayer is that God would extend peace to the family, that they would feel his peace, his joy, and his love. Amen. And that they would embrace it. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the life of your minister, God, your son. And, Lord, we thank you for the peace that you've given him in his time of loss, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the joy, oh God, of the life of God that he had to, the time that he had with his father, oh God. So, Lord, we come, oh God, touching and agreeing this morning with your son, oh God, oh, Lord, for the family would embrace, oh God, the peace that you give, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the joy that cometh from you, though we weep, oh God, that joy cometh in the morning, that they will receive their joy, oh God, on this morning, if they have not already, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they will receive the love of Christ, the love that you give, oh God, that you loved us so much, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, God, that we will operate with the love of Christ, amen, withholding nothing back, amen, loving and fully with unconditions, amen, that unconditional love, love with no conditions, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Let love flourish in the family, oh God. Let it blossom like never before, oh God. Let them celebrate the life of God and your son, knowing that he's been called home by you, Father God, and he's standing in your presence, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray that we all be ready when you call us home, because we know, oh God, hallelujah, though he has went before us, hallelujah, there's a day that we will go to. But, Lord, I pray that we all be ready. I pray that we all be ready. Hallelujah. I pray that we are preparing ourselves right now, that when you call us home, that we be ready, that we prepare for everything in this world. But, Lord, I pray that we be ready when you call us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, that our family will not weep for us, oh God, but they will rejoice knowing that we are with you, oh God, but they will celebrate the life that you've given us here, oh God. Oh, Lord, I pray that we all be ready. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we ask that you bless our brother, oh God, your son, Minister Murray Green Jr., in a mighty way. For you are mighty God. So we thank you, oh God, for your miracles that's working within him right now. Lord, that he will be a voice of the family, oh God, that he will speak your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With the boldness and the power of the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, move on him like never before. Move in him. And we just want to say thank you. Stay there.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Minister Lord Green, we thank God for you, brother. Amen. We love you so much. Hallelujah. You know, it's my prayer this morning as we get ready for our scripture, you know, that God will truly, his church will truly shine through these churches that the enemy has set up. I'm tired of seeing people playing church, acting like it is causing so many to stumble. It's causing so many to stray away because of what they're seeing. It's all on Facebook. It's everywhere. People are just playing, wearing titles, and wrecking havoc in the body of Christ, just wrecking havoc. Because a lot of us, we come to truly receive. We come to really hear from God. Amen. We come, you know, expecting God to do it. But then you have those that have been sent from the camp of the enemy. And they're in the church, they're in the building, they're in your ear, they're on Facebook, they're getting your attention every which way. I pray that God gives us an ear to know, to hear his voice, amen, and to flee from those areas and situations. We must go, amen. Hallelujah, God bless you all. God keep you. I've just seen so much, it is heartbreaking to just see it. I don't even get on Facebook and say a lot of anything because there's so many false prophets and preachers and teachers and apostles that are on there and they're using that platform. Amen. And they're ruining and destroying God's people, God's children who are truly seeking God, who are truly wanting that relationship. And they're set up to destroy you. They're set up to rob you. They're set up to kill you. And most of all, to kill your spirit. So you feel down and beat up and dragged and feel like you're not worth anything and God don't love you. They're condemning you to hell. They want you to be killed by my people that's always ready to send you to hell. Hallelujah. Hell was not created for us. Amen. It was not created for us. I want us to understand that, church. If we are church, we are the body of Christ. It was not created for us. If we are in Christ, Christ is in you. If you're in Christ, Christ is in you. And there's no condemnation to those of us that are in Christ Jesus. Hell is not created for us. We believe we are forgiven. Our sins have been paid for. We are transformed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. I don't want to hold y'all too long this morning. But our scripture is coming out the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 5 to 8. And I'm like Minister Learn, my Bible is not just falling apart. I mean, not just old and the pages didn't have no. It's literally a book of the Bible that fell out the Bible. So give me just a moment here. And I'm going to get to Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 through 8.
Matthew 6, 5 through 8.
Yes, ma'am. What is the rest of the Bible? Yes, ma'am. Give me just one more. I'm going to get to Matthew here. Okay. Is this 6? Like, literally, the pages all came out the Bible. Amen. The Bible in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 through 8. I'm reading from the New King James Version. When you have it, say amen.
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 Amen. So you have Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 through 8?
I do.
Amen. All right, so let us read this morning. Again, I'm at the King James Version. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 through 8, it says, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Verse 7 says, "And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words." Verse 8 says, "Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you need of before you ask him." Hallelujah. What's the Bible saying, so we can have an understanding? See, some people, especially the religious leaders or those that want to seem more holier than thou, I want you to understand, they wanted to be seen as holy. And public prayer was one of the ways to get attention. So Jesus, when we look at the scripture, Jesus saw through their self-righteousness, amen, their self-righteous acts, however, and taught that the essence of prayer is not public style, but private communication with God. See, there is a place for public prayer, but to pray only where others will notice you, it indicates that your real audience is not God. We have to be kept on Facebook. You have people praying on Facebook, and they'll call people in, come on in, they're waiting. If God has something for you, if God is calling you to pray for the people, pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we're looking at verse 7 and 8 here, repeating the same words over and over like a magic incantation is no way to ensure that God will hear your prayer. It's not wrong to come to God many times with the same request. See, Jesus encouraged persistent prayer, but he condemns the shallow repetition of words that are not offered with a sincere heart. See, we can never pray too much. So if our prayers are honest and sincere, so before you start to pray, make sure you mean what you say. What does that mean? Meaning that you believe what you are praying about, that you're believing as you come and pray, and believing that from your heart that God is who he saying is, that the one that he sent is Jesus, amen, that you're believing you receive the one that God has sent. My Lord, my God, we thank God for the word this morning. I pray that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. Lord, help us all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, if you have a prayer petition, I know Brother Minister Lynn Green has given his petition this morning. If you have a prayer petition, please do so as I call your name, and then I will wrap us up in prayer as I have been led to pray. Prayers of freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Mother, go ahead.
Me?
Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Praise for Taiwan and with his drinking, and praying for my husband, lift him up. You know, let the Lord reveal what's going on in his body. Amen.
Yes, the line is crackling. Can y'all hear that crackling noise?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Can y'all hear that?
Mama,
can you hear that crackling noise? Can you hear this crackling noise on the phone?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then it's just my end. Okay, I just wanted to make sure y'all can hear me clearly. All right, we just thank God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, this morning, We come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come with our faith, oh God, with your daughter, oh God. And Lord, we come touching and agreeing, Father God, that all that she's petitioned, oh God, we come lifting up, hallelujah, her son, Tawon, this day, oh God, my brother. And Lord, we pray right now, let him be delivered from the addiction of drinking, oh God. Everything that the enemy has set up to destroy him through drinking, oh God. Every avenue that the enemy is using through drinking, oh God. The way using drinking as an avenue, amen, to come in and operate in his life, oh God. We pray for his deliverance on today, oh God. Let deliverance take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, take the taste out of his mouth, oh God. Give him new desires, oh God, which is to serve you. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that he will seek you even more. Not seeking the bottle, not seeking the drink, oh God. Oh Lord, but seeking you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we pray right now, Holy Spirit of the living God, that you will move on them in them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, all that's not of you, oh Lord, let it be uprooted right now and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory over him right now. We decree and declare that he's delivered from every addiction known and unknown to man. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray that he will come out of darkness right now in this very hour and operate in your true glorious light, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that it is so.
It is.
And Lord, we lift up, oh God, your son, oh God. Hallelujah. The husband of your wife, the husband of your daughter. We lift up Ralph on today. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will reveal that. Hallelujah, that is plaguing his body. Yes. Reveal that, oh God, that the enemy has set up the affliction. Hallelujah, the spirit of infirmity. Oh Lord, let it be revealed, oh God, through the doctors, oh God. So Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will call forth your ordained doctors. Yes. Hallelujah. To see about your son, oh God, that has been going undetected, oh God, let it be detected in the name of Jesus Christ, that he may be healed and delivered from it, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of destruction upon his life. We come against the spirit of death, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory over his life right now. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We cancel every assignment against the enemy, against his life, against the life of Ralph, against the life of Taiwan. Amen. And we decree and declare the victory right now, that they are delivered, that they are healed, that they are set free. Oh, Lord, we ask for your help on today. And we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way, oh God. And in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just need prayer. Just prayer. Simple prayer.
Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we bless your holy name this morning. We come lifting up your daughter. And, Father God, you know all about it. Lord, you know the ins and the outs, oh God. You know the beginning. Hallelujah. You know the beginning, oh God. You know the end of it all, oh God. But, Lord, we just want to say thank you that you're with us, oh God, that you're with your daughter, oh God, in it all and through it all. So, Lord, we pray right now that you will continue to be her strength, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will continue to be her way, be her truth, be her life, oh God. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, oh God, let your hedge of protection be around her and all that she loves and concerned about right now. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your joy overtake her right now, God. Let peace reign in her, oh, God, and over every area of her life. Oh, Lord, let her receive the joy that comes from you, oh, God. Let happiness, oh, God, run rapid in her world, rapid in her life, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let this be the set time, oh, God, that she receives the harvest of thy joy, the harvest of thy goodness, amen, the harvest of thy favor and blessing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let her body be healed. Lord, I pray for restoration. Lord, that you restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every nerve, every bone in her body, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in her right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lead her down the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh, Lord, let her feel your love. Come upon the Holy Spirit of the living God. Oh, Lord, Lord of all comfort, oh, God, comfort your daughter right now. Oh, Lord, restore the hope, oh, God. Right now we call upon you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over your life. I call you blessed. I call you healed. I call you delivered and set free. Hallelujah, Lord God. Live. Live. God is calling you to live. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, our sister. We love you. We thank God for you. You are so loved and so needed, and we thank God for you. Lord, we thank you that even right now, God, for your God to turn around, that you divinely intervene, that you have divinely intervened by our prayers and turned it all around for the good of your daughter. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you, sister. It's already done. Just receive it right now. Just receive it right now. Amen. You ain't got to wait for the phone call. You ain't got to wait for man to confirm it. Just receive it right now. Hallelujah. Receive your joy. Receive your peace. Receive your happiness. Amen. Receive your wholeness and newness of life. Receive your healing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now. And we thank you for it, Lord. It is done. It is done. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Minister Warren Green. God bless you.
Amen.
Go ahead.
I wanted to just share a praise report. Mother's sister that we prayed for on the, I believe it was the other day before yesterday, is out of the hospital and she's home and she's recovering. So we thank God for answering
prayer. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Mm-hmm. We thank you so much for sharing that testimony. Amen. Oh, glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for your answered prayers, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, that you're still moving, you're still working, oh, God. We just want to say thank you for loving us so much. Thank you, Lord God. And we pray that every prayer that went forth on today, oh, Lord, as you have answered prayers for the family member of your son, oh, God, that our prayers be answered and we walk by faith to receive them right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We bless the name of the Lord. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless everyone on the line this morning. Amen. We're going to go ahead and pray these prayers that will go for the prayers of freedom for us and our family, all that we love and concerned about this morning. Hallelujah. I pray and I lift up my family, my household, my husband and children and my mother and brother and sisters and hallelujah, my grandchildren, all that I have. And I'm just praying, y'all keep me in prayer as well, that God will continue to bless the ministry. And it's at a point in time that God will have for me to go out, that I'll go out. Amen. Hallelujah, that God will bless my business. I do believe this is the appointed time that God's about to do a mighty thing in the business that he's given me. This is my 20 year. This year, I'll be celebrating 20 years. In my business of entertainment, comedy, and playwright. And I just pray that God will bless it and send the people. I'm asking God to send new people, new talent, and the right, the investors, the sponsors, and, you know, all that I need for the business to be able to go on the road and touch so many lives, bring in laughter, bring in joy, and his message in it, entertaining the people. But giving him what he gives me to give, you know, freely giving. And that is my prayer. God will continue to use me mighty. Because that is my heart's desire, to always be used by God, not to be a counterfeit, not seeking my own way, but to do God's will, to serve, hallelujah, the children of God. That's my prayer this morning. Amen. And I'm already healed. Amen. I'm already getting better. Amen. So God bless everyone on the line. Let us pray as we get ready to leave this call, but never presence of God. I pray the line is not crackling in our ear as we pray these prayers of freedom. This morning, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let it be so according to thy will, O God. For it is your word, O God, and say that we are free. So we come and receive it on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and as we come, Lord, Holy Spirit, we pray that you would quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice. Hallelujah. We come bowing before you. We worship you, O God, and we come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and in trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we present to you ourselves, our family, and our property, all that we have and all that we will have right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bind the power of Satan's demon and all dominion of darkness seeking entrance into our lives and those in our family, all that we love and concerned about, and we bind any demonic assignments spoken or sent against us and pronounce them to be none effect right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for this reason the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. 1 John 3:8 declares that the ways and works of darkness over all of us is to be broken and destroyed. And we decree and declare that it is so. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind the satanic force of nature from harming any property that we possess. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to expose and bring into light negative inner vows and strongholds that contradict your word and will. By the breath of your spirit, release your truth as a sword to expose falsehood, curses of self-rejection, self-hatred. We activate hatred and bitterness towards others. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take up the sword of your word and cut ourselves free from the bondage of any generational strongholds of ungodly character defects. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we renounce all relationships of dishonoring to the Lord our God. Heavenly Father, break the power of soul ties over our minds and emotions for ourselves and for those people. Amen. We proclaim our freedom to be the children of Yahweh God, to live as you intended us to live, filled and overflowing with the light and power of your Holy Spirit, filled with the life and love of Jesus Christ. We claim the full protection of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, over our individual lives, our marriages, our families, our possessions, our church, our neighborhoods, our towns and nations. Hallelujah, Lord. You, O Lord, are our shield about us, our glory and the lifter of our head. According to Psalm 3:3, amen. Hallelujah, and it's in Jesus' name that we receive and we believe on today. Father God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for your name, for you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. According to Isaiah 25:1, thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength and our song, and you have become our salvation. You are our God, and we will exalt you according to Exodus 15:2-3. Thank you, Lord God, that our mouths will speak the praise of the Lord. All flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever, according to Psalm 145:21. Praise be to your glorious name forever, and may the whole earth be filled with your glory, according to Psalm 72:19. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord lives. Praise be to our rock, exalted by God, our Savior, according to Psalm 18:46. Thank you, Lord God, that we will praise you from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets up. In the name of Jesus Christ, be praised according to Psalm 113:3. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray for the peace and the protection of our children right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray that you remember us on today and bring those in our family and all that we love out of harm's way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name in your blessing. You will bless us and those that we love and consider that. And in your multiplying, oh God, that you will multiply us with our goodness and our favor, that protection, that healing, oh God, that knowledge and wisdom of your word as the stars of the sky and as the sand of the seashore. That if it could be numbered by man or woman. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your goodness on this line. We decree and declare that you have divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good. That you've taken the little bit that we have, oh God. Whether it be a little bit of faith, whether it be a little bit of joy, whether it be a little bit of God's finances, whether it be a little bit of God of love, that you've commanded an increase on it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we thank you, O God, for the increase, O God, of your hand upon our life. And we receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that it is so, that we are blessed and we're going from glory to glory to glory, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus, that we are the righteousness of God, amen, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not the knee, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them, for you have made us the lender and not the bar, amen. We just want to say thank you, hallelujah, that we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, that we're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that we're co-heirs to the kingdom of God, amen, that we're restored and made new, amen, that our minds are renewed, amen. And we thank you that your peace has come and that your peace is still. And we seal this prayer and every prayer petition has went forth with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the blood that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all that's on the line this morning. If you have anything you'd like to say as a wrap up, please do. Just wrap it, say amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you for praying for MC and our prayers. Glad you're feeling better. And
yes,
amen. Until tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Love you, Mama. Thank you again. God be with you always. Amen. Sister Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for the extra stuff that you do. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Minister
Lauren
Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. More than things I've been doing since December. I've been praying in my prayer closet. One of the things I asked God that he would answer all of our prayers. Your prayers,
amen.
Your husband's prayers.
Amen.
Yeah, I've been praying and asking that he would answer the prayers of all that are on the line.
Amen. Yes, God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Minister Lauren Green, we love you. Thank God for you. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. I pray you all have a blessed day in the Lord. Until we come back in this place on tomorrow morning, trusting God and walking by faith. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you be free from the fear of the past, looking forward to the joy of today, the joy of tomorrow, the joy of the year. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, for months to come and years to come, may every controlling thing in your life be destroyed. And may you be completely controlled by the Spirit of God and the love of Christ Jesus. Amen. Let this day be the first day of the rest of your life, a day filled with love, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We receive in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. I love you. And I thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all be blessed. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past.